Love Talk Radio.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and today I will be sharing an audio clip from a radio program I had a discussion on in Jamaica. They were discussing whether it was right for the church to encourage gay men to get married in the hopes that it will cure them of their gayness. And I was on the panel discussion. We had the host, the host of the radio program, the Morning Watch program on Love FM in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, was Reverend Dr. Carlton Chisholm. He was the moderator for that program, and I was with Dr. Sinaj, who is a renowned Jamaican psychologist. And we also have Dr. Walker, who is also in a psychologist and also a pastor of a church. And so the discussion was very, very intense because we were all passionate about the subject. And because the topic of straight spouse awareness has become, you know, like on the forefront in Jamaica. Based on two recent articles, one written about straight spouses at risk by Dr. Carolyn Cooper, who is the head of the literature department at the University of the West Indies in Kingston, Jamaica. She saw an email that I sent out that was inviting straight spouses to participate in our local support group, and someone sent an email to her in Jamaica, and she called me, and she spoke to me at length
because she was writing an article for a Sunday column in the Jamaican Gleaner for Mother's Day, and so she called me to get some additional information for her article, and I spoke to her at length, and yeah, the article was an amazing article that started a discussion about the straight spouses in Jamaica and how they are being treated and what is being done to support them. And then I wrote a comment in response to the article, which ended up being the letter of the day in the Jamaican Gleaner also. So now that set off another firestorm of discussion, because for those of you who don't know, my country, Jamaica, has some very homophobic views. And gay men in Jamaica are not looked at in a very good light. And if they are caught in a homosexual activity, they can be arrested and sent to jail if they are found guilty in the courts for up to 10 years and pay some enormous fines. So this discussion is not taken lightly in my country. But for those of us who understand straight spouse awareness, we know we have to do something to help the women on the island, because they are suffering and they don't have the information that they should have. I know we have the internet and people can go online and get information in the privacy of their own homes and educate themselves, but that is not enough support. So, you know, I think God is doing this, because I knew that my country needed support, but I was not ready to go in by myself. So I waited for God to lead, and He has been leading in this. So the subject is being discussed. People are listening. And so this is the beginning of a journey that will end up helping straight spouses on the island. So on May 15th, we have this discussion on the radio, on live Jamaican radio in the morning, on the Morning Watch program and Love 101 FM. And I am going to play you the audio, part of the audio for that program, so you could hear what the discussion was and understand that this might sound like an uphill task, but if you have people who are willing to put their hands and their hearts together to help solve a problem, it is doable. It is doable. And I am, you already know me, how passionate I am about straight spouse awareness. Because our sisters are being marginalized and abused and victimized. And we have to do what we can to help them. So after this song, I want you to sit back and relax and just listen to the discussion. And you can email me at sfconnects@gmail.com or call our hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And let me know what you think about what's going on the island of Jamaica, because I need your support. I continue to need your support every day, because our sisters, no matter where in the world they are, they need us to be strong for them. Sit back, relax, and listen.
Louder. Yes, that was the legendary Bob Marley in his spiritual way, telling us not to worry because we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost watching over us. And I want our straight spouses, no matter where you are in the world, know that God is with you. So don't worry about the thing. Now I want you to sit back and listen and Reverend Dr. Carlton Chisholm on the Morning Watch on Love 101 FM in Kingston, Jamaica, moderate this very passionate discussion. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Watch on Love 101 FM. I'm your host, Clinton Chisholm. A special welcome to our listeners on love101.org, short order. In second watch, the straight spouse, that too. What are your thoughts on this unofficial practice of some churches who try to use marriage to cure a person of being gay? Welcome back to the Morning Watch with me, your host, Clinton Chisholm. Before we pick out our newspapers, we want you to tell us on our text line. Do you support the practice of some churches who try to use marriage to cure a person of being gay? What are your thoughts on the unofficial practice of some churches who try to use marriage to cure a person of being gay? Welcome back. You're tuned into the Morning Watch with me, Clinton Chisholm, your host. Let's join Nadine now and hear what our Facebook friends have to say about our question for today. Nadine?
Morning, Rev.
Good morning.
All right. What are your thoughts on the question is, what are your thoughts on the unofficial practice of some churches who try to use marriage to cure a person of being gay? Pat says that should never even been thought of by anyone. It's downright wrong. Two wrongs can't make a right. Shanice says, this is so bad of the church. There is no way they can stop a person from being a gay. That's not the church business. Courtney says, that only shows that they don't have any knowledge of the dark kingdom. Being gay is caused by a spirit. Audrine says, that practice would not only make a spiritual issue fester worse, it would also bring to life a myriad of social issues for the gay person, the partner, the family members, and the church. Heather says, the only treatment for sin is repentance. Lenny says, I believe in the word of God and homosexuality cannot be cured by marriage. It's a demonic force of darkness. Just read two more. Rosetta says, a scriptural biblical mockery. And Clifton says, it's like giving wrong medication to someone who is sick. Marriage doesn't fix that behavior. It can worsen it.
We thank our Facebook friends for those comments on our question for today. It's now time for a second watch. The straight spouse is a somewhat novel term for something that's existed for years. A straight person who knowingly or unknowingly gets married to a gay man or woman. With me this morning to discuss the issues are psychologists Dr. Lakim Samaj, Dr. the Reverend Neil Walker, and nurse Mrs. Debbie Thomas Brown, a Jamaican in Florida who founded South Florida Connects, Inc., a faith-based outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness, education, and support. Morning, my friends.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Nurse, are you there?
Good morning.
We start with you, nurse, so that our listeners get on the same page with us. Briefly give us the heart of your letter to the editor in yesterday's Gleaner.
First of all, let me say good morning to my wonderful island home, Jamaica. Greetings from sunny South Florida. And my letter to the editor basically was to bring awareness. And I'm happy that I prayed about writing it first because it's doing exactly what I wanted it to do. To open a dialogue that we never seem to have, mm-hmm. that we should have had a long time ago. And I know a lot of people misunderstood what I was trying to say, and basically what I was saying is all women are the fabric of our island. Many things happen because of our powerful, wonderful women, and if we put them in a situation where they are being marginalized and abused, they are going to lose their effectiveness in helping to maintain the fabric of our country. And the men who are gay, they seem to understand that they can do that to hide their orientation and to make themselves look stronger and appear more effective in the society because of our culture in Jamaica that treats homosexuals in a bad way. So that's basically what I wanted to show, that we are not paying attention to what is happening. Our women are being hurt, and we are not doing anything to help them. And that's what I wanted the letter to do, to bring attention to that.
Yeah, Dr. Samaj, how widespread do you think this phenomenon is?
Well, I do believe a lot of people use that reality to cover up, you know, their behaviors otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's almost an understanding that we have this outward visible sign, but then I or we will have our own life that we will live according to some private treaty, some private agreement between us.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I've seen quite a number of situations where it has almost become known all around that, yes, those two people are married. However, that's just for the record.
Right, right. Dr. Walker, how widespread is it in church circles? I know you're in the USA now, but from your recollection in Guyana and also in Jamaica, how widespread
but,
is it?
Well, good morning again. One of the things I want to say is that I think that this has been something that has been under the wrap for a long time, that we are now discussing this, and that Nurse Thomas Brown is bringing it to the fore is an interesting opportunity for a dialogue with people like Dr. Samaj and others. I wish we had more opportunity to do this and that this program was longer, because this time does not allow for justice for what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding, I think this has been existing in the church. It has not been pervasive in the sense that it has not bellied up. It has been a down-low kind of experience, as we say in America, where people have married and have kept under the cover. And the church, for the most part, has remained quiet on that. We haven't really said anything. But this is not a new phenomenon that has suddenly just combusted. It is something that has existed. And now what we're beginning to do is to seek to have a reasoned conversation and dialogue about what we're talking about. What is this experience about the straight spouse? And as we begin to do that, hopefully out of this opportunity, we'll be able to make some sense and come up with some answers for our churches.
Mm-hmm. So, Nurse, is the nature of the concern for the straight spouse about possible romantic frustration or what?
That is so far from what is going on. Because what happened, okay, let me be upfront, because mm-hmm. I like to be transparent. I am a straight spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly married a secretly gay Jamaican man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mad when I found out, because I live my life a certain way and I'm careful with my choice of mate. And he was so good in hiding it that I nearly married him if I didn't ask God for guidance in deciding whether I should marry him or not. And that is why I got so mad and decided to do my research, because I'm like, if that happened to me, I'm a community advocate, I am outgoing, I read a lot, and that nearly happened to me. What happened to my other sisters and brothers who are low information? That means they don't have access to the information that I have, and they are not outgoing like I am to meet people who experience all different kinds of situations. So when I did the research, I realized that it was a big problem in our community and in our local churches, because the church is unfortunately the number one place where down low men go to meet other down low men.
Hmm.
And so our women in the church, they're not looking for that, because our culture teaches that gay men stick to gay men and lesbians stick to lesbians. So when a gay man is so nice to you and treats you with respect and he doesn't pressure you for sex, you are going to believe it's because he respects you. And chances are you're going to fall in love. Well, that's right. And we're going to fall in love believing that, you know, God has sent us a nice man.
Mm.
And in the meantime, he's just trying to find somebody to either cover up his gayness or somebody to help him get over the gayness, which will never happen. Through marriage.
We're going to take a break, and then Dr. Samaj, right after the break, I'm going to ask you, what is the real problem here? Why is it an issue for us to discuss even?
Yeah.
Right after the break. We're talking about a very delicate topic. The issue of the straight spouse. You're married to a person who is homosexual or bisexual. And Dr. Samaj, tell me now, what is the real issue here? At heart, what is the problem? Why it needs to be discussed up front?
Well, for me, straight up, there's the issue of deception.
Mm-hmm.
A person is presenting themselves as something that they're not. And, you know, consciously setting out to literally destroy another person's life. Because you present yourself as one entity because what you wish to do on the inside is very different than what you are presenting. And I've always thought in Jamaica, at least, that a lot of Jamaican wives, even outside of the church, are probably the greatest persons at risk for HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes not knowing or even knowing what their partner is actually involved in. But they, because of their own denial or because they're in love, they've gotten so caught up in it that they continue to participate in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, at the cornerstone is this thing called deception. I believe people in any viable relationship, you start by dealing the cards face up.
Mm-hmm.
Being very clearly defined who you are, what you represent, and what you bring to the relationship and what you really want of it.
Dr. Walker, tell us a little bit more now about the dynamics of deception and disease that Dr. Samaj just alluded to.
Right. I think Dr. Samaj hit it on the nail for me. One of the concerns I have in America, and I'm a Guyanese, and for full disclosure, I'm a heterosexual man. I identify oriented towards that. I work with a broad range of people from the church. So I wanted to say that. But no,
well,
no, I wanted to say
full
that.
Full disclosure, heterosexual, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes, sir. Right. Having said that, let me say this now, though. I work with churches send me clients, and I've been doing this for 24 years, Clinton, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
The mega churches, and to Mrs. Thomas Brown's point, the mega churches seem to have a larger problem. It is easier for a gay man to go to a mega church and camouflage himself. You can't come to my church easily and do that because we only have 90 to 100 people, you see. But in a large church of 10, 15,000 people, if you do the percentages, men can come in there, mostly men. There are women who are down low too, by the way. But let's focus on the men. They can come to a large church and come attach themselves. Then the churches send the spouses, the females, to me. I'm not looking for work, because I've got a lot of work and I make good money. Because the thing is that when these women come to me, they are devastated. They are in shock. This is a loss to them that my husband of 10, 15 years is now showing signs and I didn't see it coming for. And suddenly he's behaving with, I caught him with a man. This is what they're telling me. And they're crying and they're in anger. They want to kill him. These are people who are speaking in townspeople. They want to kill the person. So that this is a serious problem. So whether we have the discussion about being gay or lesbian, we can have that as a separate discussion. What we're talking about here is the devastation most females feel. And oftentimes we have to find support groups for these individuals to come to a place of feeling better about themselves. A few of them choose to stay in the relationship because they have children and complications. But this is a very, very important matter that we should address, and we need 4 or 5 hours to do so.
Truly, truly.
Yes,
no.
It is a public health issue, too.
Yes,
you know?
Just say a little bit about the public health issue, nurse.
Well, I did most of my research based on U.S. population and Jamaica population.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the U.S., we have about 2% of the population that are
right.
Men who have sex with men. And those are the ones who
self-identify. Mm-hmm.
So those who don't self-identify might be even more. In Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
you don't have people identifying period. There's an estimate that there's about another 2%. And with our population in Jamaica, about 2.8 million, that's about 56,000. And 50% of them are in relationships with straight women. 50% of them. Because it's hard for a man who, you know, goes to UWE and gets his several degrees and have his wonderful job and his status and not be able to live the kind of lifestyle that he thinks he's supposed to have because of what he does. And so the only way for him to do that and to get that kind of credibility and that respect is to attach himself to a straight woman. And he's going to pick the best of the best. So now he's going to ruin our system. And because of his lifestyle, he may go out and get a sexually transmitted disease, and she is in a marriage or in a committed relationship, so she don't think that she's at risk. And she is the one who is most at risk. And so I want our Jamaican women to understand that those low men, the ones I'm talking about, they do not look gay. Like Pastor just said, they can hide in a mega church. They can hide in any church because they look as macho and as masculine as the next straight guy. You cannot look at them and tell.
And our women don't understand that, because our Jamaican women are accustomed to men being effeminate and swishy, and they are not like that. So what you're looking for, you will never see if that's what you're looking for. So that is why I have the website set up at SouthFloridaConnect.com, where people can go and get some of the clues that they're experiencing every day but aren't believing they mean anything.
Right. And
that's SouthFloridaConnect.com.
SouthFloridaConnect.com. And embarrassingly, Neil, the clergymen are also involved in the down-low behavior.
Yes.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, you know, and the best Eddie Long could be a Baptist, and I have a problem with him. I pastor a small church, and to have Pastor Bishop Long say of all, he once said, I'm not some small-time pastor. I speak to kings and queens and presidents. I'm not some bumbling black pastor with a small mom-pap church. Well, I pastor a mom-pap church, so sorry. He identifies with me. I don't think I'm mumbling and bumbling. I think I'm highly trained to do the work I do. Having said that, here's a man who had an opportunity to come clean. And the best he could say is that I've got 5 stones, and I ain't sold one yet.
Mm-hmm.
So my point I'm making is that this is the big issue, and the nurse is right, Dr. Samaj is right. We need to address it. We need to face what's going on in the church and begin to speak to those dynamics that can help our people, our women particularly, come to place where they can overcome this. And the reason I said mega church is not because small churches don't have it, but swimming in a larger group, these men are much more likely to hide in a larger group. In a smaller group, they do look like a regular person. My point, though, is that in a smaller group, there is more opportunity to expose the situation and find help, as opposed to big churches where individuals can sort of camouflage themselves and be passed. And that's all I was trying to say about that point.
Dr. Samaj, the issue of denial, just to be sermonic, deception, disease, or denial. Say a little word about the denial. The person who is in the relationship, you may know, or you have strong suspicion, but you just go on with it or run with it.
Well, you see, denial is a very useful defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least on the surface, what it does, it gives you time to adjust, to cope. Because if you were to accept the reality of what is hitting you, probably the consequence would be even greater. But denial gives you a kind of a breathing room. But you can't live in denial. Huh? That's a big river in Africa. You have to sort of get past the denial.
I got very slowly. I'm sorry.
Yes. Now, what happens sometimes with this denial? Because it's not so. By the way, there are two other parallels to this. The woman who knows that her husband is having an incestuous relationship with her daughter,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. And there's a serious denial in that, no, because at
that's
the
right.
point of
that's right.
blaming the child mm-hmm. for this, is she brought it on him and so on? Because the purpose of the defense mechanism is to preserve ego,
mm-hmm.
preserve the self. So whatever mm-hmm. you have to do, you have to put the blame somewhere else. And then now, at a certain point, you can't, and it starts to crumble. And then the whole issue of self-esteem, because I've known of situations where women who have been in the situation, that they can't even face the reality, because historically, a lot of women accept or understand or suspect that their husband may be involved with another woman. And that, on some level, it says par for the course, and you work around it. But when you find out that the other woman is really a man.
That's right,
then
that's right, yes.
The question about your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I? How do I come
Absolutely.
To that?
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Exactly.
Yes.
Then just try to set up serious blame on yourself that I could have been, I can't even compete with a man. All of those issues now start to become part of it. And I've known of situations women need a lot of work afterwards
mm-hmm.
in order for them to really, put the blame where it really lies and to get healed in their own self and move forward.
So, nurse, we want to mention your website again in case there are listeners, and I'm deliberately saying listeners, plural, who are in that dilemma and need help. It is South Florida Connects.
SouthFloridaConnects.com, and we have a support hotline at 954-983-9751, and they can email me at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com. When they go to the website, they will get contact information how to reach me for support. I do peer support via email or telephone or through the website contact form. And I just want a woman to know that there's nothing wrong with you if you are in that situation. You could not have changed him. You did not
right.
make him gay. And don't listen to ignorant people who are going to ask you, he married you, so he must not have been gay when he married you. He was.
Right.
He just did a very good job of hiding it from you and everyone else. So don't blame yourself for your spouse being gay. It has nothing to do with you. And don't ever think that you can change him. Because, yes, you cannot compete with a man. You cannot. You have the wrong plumbing. You can't compete.
Let's flip the switch a little bit now. A man, a straight man, married to a lesbian. What are the dilemmas here, if any? Nurse, very quickly.
I get emails from guys, because I used to talk about straight wives on the radio, our local radio here at WAVS 1170. And men write me and leave messages
yes.
and say, what about us? Don't you think that happened to us too?
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped saying straight wives and say straight spouses, because
right.
the men
spouse,
are having a
right.
problem. And most of the men who write me, they met their wives in church. And they don't really want to expose their wives, because fortunately for the ones who write to me, they met really nice women who are really caring and take care of them and do everything that a wife is supposed to do except, you know, the reluctance in the bedroom. So they don't really want to expose them publicly. But men have that problem. And I just want everybody to know that the support that South Florida Connect provides is for both males and females, because the problem is predominantly a female problem, but men do have that problem too.
Dr. Samad, very, very quickly, why would a man have a problem? Some men sometimes find it admirable when they watch pornography and they watch lesbians at work. What are the peculiar issues of a man who is married to a lesbian?
Well, they're twofold. Well, it depends on how she responds, because if she is still willing to include him in the package, some men will find that acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because for probably number one or one of the top five fantasies of men
mm-hmm.
is ménage à trois.
Right.
That's a situation with two women. And the biggest aspect of that is to get in your partner to agree to it. So the fact that she's already in such an entity, and if she's willing to include you in the package, some men would find that actually a positive experience.
We have to leave that experience right there.
Right,
thank you so very much. We might have to return to this. Thank you, nurse, so much for triggering the discussion.
Thank you for having me, and I'm glad that we have started the discussion.
We hope
it continues, because Jamaica, the women have big problems, and we need to help them.
Thank you, Dr. Samaj. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
This has been The Morning Watch. Thanks to our production team, our guests, and your very prized audience. I'm Clinton Chisholm, reminding you to live as if you're being watched, you actually are, and I hand you back to Love in the Morning now with Nadine Blair.
Yes. The discussion continues. This was a powerful, passionate discussion between people who care about our island home and the women in our country. And this discussion continues. And we continue to act with support of all our other straight spouses all over the world. The focus is right now on Jamaica. And I have a lot of work to do, as you can see. Thank you for your continued support, and remember to send me your emails with your comments and your suggestions, because I continue to need them.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matter discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discuss, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse support hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at SouthFloridaConnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have. And always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
And maybe a song.